And just last year, last October, I made the decision to follow Christ again. So since then, I mean, it hasn't even been a year for me since that point. And in that time, I was baptized again. And during the last, or during the first half of last spring semester, I was kind of being guided on how to lead. And the last half, I started co-leading with my boy Cody. So not only is this whole leading a group thing like super new and kind of scary for me, but just the whole idea of sharing the gospel with those who don't know it, I mean, it's really nerve-wracking for someone who's never done that before. I know I'm not the only one who feels that way. But I want to talk about what God did with me this summer. So I was blessed enough to have an internship in Dulles, Virginia, with a real small engineering company. And when I say real small, I mean like I was one out of 30. I mean like smaller than this group right here. So as you can imagine, I mean, it was real easy to get to know most of the folks there. And I pretty quickly became pretty chummy with these two guys on the production floor. And, you know, we'd have some pretty regular conversation, just the usual stuff, things that coworkers often talk about. And one day, out of literally nowhere, one of the guys turns to me and he says, "Brendan, how would I find a good church to go to?" I was like, whoa, what? Back up, hang on. Because we had never talked about anything like that before. We never talked about my faith up until this point. And so I had no idea why he was even asking me this. So we got talking about it, and he said that his four-year-old daughter asked him if they could start going to church. I mean, you just stop right there. That's amazing in and of itself. But what this quickly turned into on like a daily basis was some pretty deep conversations and questions that they had for me about my faith, Christianity, God, churches, and everything that goes with it. And I mean, I don't know who has the Bible app, but they sent out like a daily verse, and mine comes at about 7 a.m., even though at this point I'm not up at that time. But so I would kind of spend the time in the mornings. I had about an hour drive to work, and I would kind of low-key freak out, just, you know, like, what are they going to ask me today? Am I going to be able to answer the questions? So I'd use that time to pray about that and just like, Lord, please, please give me the wisdom today. And then, you know, I'd share that daily verse that I get with them oftentimes, not every day, but and that quickly became some pretty big questions that they had for me. And oftentimes, I had no idea how to answer them right off the bat. I'll be honest. It was rough going for me, but I kept praying about it. And, I mean, these guys were like 30. They both had families. One of them had a child. And I'm sitting there right next to them. I'm 22. I'm a college student, and I just recently started to follow Christ again. And I'm the one sitting there professing my faith to them, teaching them about the Lord. It's pretty scary stuff. And but what the Lord saw fit to teach me about that, he saw how nervous I was about sharing the gospel. And he took that and he looked at me and he said, "Brendan, I see you. And I see that this scares you. Now, let me show you that through me, you can do this. And I know that I'm not the only one who struggles with that. And I know that if you trust him, that's exactly what he can do for you." So, that's my snapshot.